Wagoner's Walk. After a busy lunchtime session at the Wagoner's, Cliff stayed on for a quiet pint.
Well, cheers, Cliff.
Cheers, Donald. Oh, that's good.
Not bad, is it? Not a bad pub, either.
A gold mine, I should think.
Well, we keep pretty busy.
Pretty busy? That's the understatement of the year. Like last Friday night?
Can't be bad.
From the moment we opened, it was like bedlam. There were no flies on you, were there? Taking a Friday evening off. I hope you made the most of it.
It wasn't all fun, Cliff, old son. I had to visit this old aunt of mine.
Oh, pull the other one, Donald. I saw you before you left, all ponced up and smelling like a rose. You didn't do all that for your auntie.
How I dress and who I do it for is entirely my concern, all right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
What I was going to ask you, since you seem to be settling in well here, is how you're fixed for Christmas.
Well, whether I can give you a hand, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, Shirley and I have been invited down to Wales, so we'll be spending Christmas week with my parents. Oh. I'd like to help you out, Donald, but I'm afraid I can't.
Oh, that's pity.
Yeah.
See, it's not everybody that's got the flair for the job that you have.
Oh, dear. Shirley says I got too much flair for it. Oh. Yeah, she keeps on saying that I come home at all hours smelling like a brewery. You know, I drink less in an evening this side of the bar than I did in an hour on the other. You know, pleasing some women. That's probably her now. Cliff Edwards, if you don't come home to lunch this minute, I'll give it you in the face, plate and all. I better see who it is.
Now, tell them to get lost.
We're closed.
They've got the hang of British licensing laws by now. I'm blowed if I'm going to teach them.
Oh, that seems to have done the trick, anyhow.
Probably some idiot after a box of matches or something.
Wouldn't be surprised.
You know, an old uncle of mine used to have a milk run in the country. Dead keen on customer relations, he was. Some woman would say, "Carton of cream, Mr. Fitzroy." And even if it wasn't a regular order or anything, he'd say, "I'll be back with it later, Mrs." And he'd go over to the dairy.
Oh, never with when they're at the side door now.
Take no notice. He'd go over to the dairy and he'd get the cream and he'd deliver it to the woman's door. He'd make a point of doing it. Never let anyone down.
Well, they're determined, aren't they?
The upshot of the whole thing was in my uncle's house, they were always one meal behind. You went there at lunchtime and they were having breakfast, drop in for tea and they were in the middle of lunch. Oh, for Pete's sake.
Okay, Donald, I'll get rid of them. It's this time I went home anyway.
Well, just don't let anyone in. I've worked long enough hours as it is without...
Look, I'll see you this evening then, okay?
Yep, thanks, Cliff. Bye.
All right, all right, all right.
Is he there?
Good Lord. Hello, Bill.
Is he there?
Who?
Donald bloody Fitzroy.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, well, out the way, then. I want a word with him.
Look, the pub's closed, Bill.
It's a personal matter. Look, are you going to get out the way, or aren't you?
No, I'm not. Not till I know what it's about.
I want to ask him a few questions. In private.
Questions?
Look, Cliff, if it weren't important, do you think I'd be here hammering on this bloody door?
Bill Ashton's just gone into the Wagoner's with the suitcase. Cliff let him in through the side door.
Good.
Well, I don't know what you've got to say.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Oh, I don't know. It just struck me as being rather mysterious.
Why?
Well, because it is mysterious. And why was he hammering on the side door as if his life depended on it? And what's in the suitcase?
A headless torso?
It
doesn't sound much like Bill. It's much more likely to be dirty washing.
Yes. Oh, what a pity. That might have been a good storyline there.
It sounds rather contrived to me.
Does it? Oh, dear. I hope you won't say that about my book.
I doubt it. How's it going?
Well, I've reached the first hurdle. I've got enough now to show the publishers. Ask if they're interested or not.
But that's marvellous, Mike.
Oh, well, perhaps so. Except reading it through, I'm not at all sure I shouldn't tear the whole thing up and go back to the drawing board. Hmm. Or at least do some major rewrites. The thing is, I'm getting rather lonely up there.
Oh, poor Mike.
There's you slogging your guts out up in the study, and I'm sitting here with the old family album wallowing in nostalgia. Mm-hmm.
Oh, which one's that?
Tony, aged 6 months.
Oh. Let me see. Oh. Looks like Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm. And Sue looked like Dopey from Snow White at that age. Or so you said.
Mm. Let's see what's on the next page.
Endless baby photos. Yeah. Sue in garden. Tony in paddling pool. Oh. Tony's first cricket bat.
Yes, he had no coordination at all, did he?
Why?
Ah, whoa. Here's one of me doing my national service.
England's great white hope.
Steady on.
Wedding.
Ah.
Honeymoon snaps.
Well, hey, not so fast.
Oh, I look a fright in those hats.
And I look so young.
And slim. Mm.
All my own teeth. And that a grey hair inside. Ah, seems a lifetime ago. It is a lifetime ago. Didn't have a care in the world in those days.
You did?
Well, I didn't let them get me down.
The resilience of youth.
Mm. There always seemed to be places to go somehow, didn't there? Things to do.
Yes.
We were always away somewhere for weekends, even when Tony was a baby. And later, with Sue, we'd strap the cot to the roof rack, fill the car with toys and potties and nappies and plastic buckets. And off we'd go into the blue.
And things were cheaper then.
Yeah. And we were better off, relatively speaking. It was you with your modelling, me earning good money in PR.
Shall I say it, or will you?
What's that?
Those were the days.
Mm. They were, too. We never go anywhere nowadays, do we? Well, hardly ever.
I don't mind.
I do. I resent seeing so little of you. I resent the fact that all we seem to share these days is problems, and we never really get away from it all.
All right, then. How about next weekend?
To hell with next weekend. What's the matter with now? Sue's not due back till bedtime. Why don't we jump in the car and drive down to Chiswick and have a horrendously expensive meal together?
Oh, I'll get it.
All right.
3304. Oh, hello, Tony.
Oh, hell.
What do you mean, come over now? Yes. Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course you can. Bye. Sorry, Mike. He says he wants to talk to Sonia, and he'd like us to stick around. I told him it would be all right.
Oh, well. It was a nice thought while it lasted.
Now listen, Bill, you've got absolutely no right to come in here and start asking me questions.
One question, Mr. Fitzroy, and I did ask you very polite.
Well, you're not going to get any answers.
Oh, I think I will, you know, sooner or later.
Is that a threat?
Yes.
Get out, will you?
Come on, Noble. Leave it, Cliff.
Or would you rather I phone for the police?
Oh, I wouldn't mind in the least. I reckon I may be calling to myself in a few minutes.
How much?
Where were you on Friday night?
Mind your own business.
Where were you?
I was here.
In the bar?
Yes.
Witnesses?
A pub full. What do you think? On a Friday?
Now, hang on a minute, Donald.
Shut up.
What's the matter, Cliff?
What are you telling him that for?
Just keep out of it, Cliff.
You mean he wasn't here?
No, he took the evening off. Tell him now, Donald. He went to see his aunt.
You what?
Well, that's what he said. And you, I can't say I believed him, the way he looked when he left, all spruced up.
I've had enough of this now. Get out, both of you. I am not saying another word.
So, you want me to do it the hard way,
No, Bill. Now, I don't know what this is all about, but it doesn't go any farther. Not unless you can fill me in.
Okay, right, let's try another tack. You cast your mind back to Thursday evening, yeah?
Yes.
Did you or did you not make an abusive telephone call to Sophie Richmond?
No.
You didn't call her?
I did call her, yes, but it wasn't abusive. I asked her for a date. And she said no.
And then you shouted at her?
I said she'd been leading me on, that was all, and she had. She does it all the time.
What's all this got to do with Friday night?
Sophie was raped on Friday night on her way home from the restaurant.
Oh, no. Raped?
That's right.
And you think... Oh, for God's sake, I wouldn't do a thing like that.
In that case, you won't mind answering my question, will you? Where were you?
I went up to the West End.
Where?
Soho. Blake's got to let his hair down sometimes.
Where'd you get the scratches on your hands?
I had too much to drink. I started chatting up one of the girls. She got personal. There was a ruckus. God knows who started it. Two heavies came along and chucked me out. And that's the truth. The truth. Every word of it. Doesn't do much for my image, does it? Your friendly neighborhood publican ending up in the gutter.
Oh, aye.
It's the truth, Bill. It is. I don't think that I'm proud of it. What do you think I lied about in the first place? If I had any idea that Sophie had been raped.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
It's true.
Okay. Sorry, Donald.
I'll see you later, Donald.
I say, you won't tell anyone, will you?
Tell anyone?
Where I was.
Blimey, Sonia.
What?
Well, mind if I open a window?
What for?
Mia can hardly see across the room.
I've been smoking.
Yeah.
I thought you were clear when you knocked.
Really?
I'm starving.
Look, I want to talk to you, Sonia.
I know what about and all. Claire and Mark have told you I'm going to sue for divorce, haven't they? And you're shaking in your shoes.
I've come to ask you not to.
Well, hard luck.
Please.
What's in it for me if I don't?
I don't know where it'll end if you do.
If you were to come back to me...
Oh, no way!
I won't be a hat check girl much longer, you know. Mr. Ronald is going to groom me for one of the gaming tables.
I am not taking you back.
That's your lookout then, isn't it?
Look, if you ever cared for me, if you ever felt anything at all for Adam, just don't do it.
I nearly lost my figure having your baby. I nearly went off my head. And when I came to my senses, I find I've lost a lot. You, the baby, everything. To that tramp you're shacking up with. You call that fair?
No.
At least you're honest.
How much?
Oh, I'll get a settlement, don't worry. And I'll get Adam.
You don't want Adam. You wouldn't know what to do with him.
At least I'll be even with you.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes.
There's nothing more to be said then, is there? Except that I'll fight you every step of the way.
Do what you like.
This is your last chance, Sonia.
Oh, get lost, will you? And tell Claire I want my bloody tea.
J.A.M. There you are. Jam.
Well done, Sophie. That's a good one.
Yes, brilliant.
No, really. Especially with the J on the double letter score. That's, let's see, 16,
wow,
17...
Wow, double figures.
Who is it?
Bill.
Do you want to see him?
No.
Shall I tell him to go away?
No.
Come in, Bill.
Oh, you're up then?
Yes.
Oh, in case you thought I was going from door to door selling brushes, this is full of your clothes, Sophie. I've been over to Bayswater for them.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
A little brighter, aren't you, Sophie?
Oh, good. Good. Well, everybody's on your side.
Who do you mean?
Well, Cliff, Donald.
What, they know?
Yes.
Well, how?
I told them.
Oh, thanks a million. I mean, put a bloody notice up on the railings at Buckingham Palace, why don't you?
No, Sophie,
I mean, let the whole of London know. I mean, that's all I bloody well need.
Thank you.